Do you ever feel overwhelmed when it comes to spending time with the Lord and diving into His Word? Well, I have been there too, my friend. It can be overwhelming. It can seem impossible to stop enough to eat at the banquet table that He is offering you, but it is possible. Today, I'm just going to give you a few quick tips to studying your Bible and getting ready and preparing your heart for that. And so if this is something that you would like to learn more about, to grow in this area, I want to be an encouragement to you today in this area. My heart for you is for you to want to spend time in His Word, to desire to know more of Him, and to understand who He is and who you are to Him. And when we get into His Word, those things become clear. So, if you want to jump in with me, let's get to it. Welcome, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. My name is Angela, and I am your host. A little bit about me. I love my hubs, my three boys, and Jesus, and tacos and pizza. I also love singing and connecting to Jesus through worship. When we meet with the Lord through prayer, reading His Word, and worship, we can understand His love and intention for us. We are His beautiful daughters, my friend. My heart is for you to know God and be known by Him, to let go of the hustle and consumer culture and rest in the arms of your loving Father. So if you're ready to stop achieving and start receiving God's love, then you're in the right place. Whether you're in the carpool lane, working out, or on your lunch break, let's dive into what God has for you today. Wednesday. That means today is a new episode. Woo! And I hope you're as excited as I am that a new episode is coming out. This is a beautiful day. I am just feeling super grateful for this day, even though my allergies are on a rampage and my eyes are super itchy. Anyone feel me on that? It's a beautiful day, and I feel grateful for this day and grateful for everything God's doing. And so I was just thinking, I want to start off by just encouraging you. If you're feeling like you're having a hard time being grateful, take a moment, take a breath. Think of one thing that you're grateful for. Just start there with one small thing and ask the Lord to shift your perspective to think of the things that you do have, the things you are thankful for, the things that He has brought to your life, the situations He has brought you through, and shift your perspective to Him, because it changes your whole heart posture. It just changes your whole heart posture. Gratitude changes everything. So my encouragement for you today, start off with some gratitude and just be grateful for His presence. Even if you have to start there, grateful that He is faithful to you. So anyways, I just wanted to start with that. Let's jump in to what we're going to talk about today. Tips to studying your Bible. Okay, first I wanted to say God's Word is fun, okay? It's not boring. It shouldn't feel boring to you. It shouldn't feel daunting to open it when you're going to do it. God's Word's fun. It's exciting. It's new. It's alive and active. God literally is speaking to you, speaking to us through His Word. He has scripture in mind just for you. He has words to speak to you directly. When we jump in, when we say, I'm excited for this, I want to learn from you, when we turn our heart to Him and ask Holy Spirit to speak to us and open up our eyes and our ears to what He is speaking to us in that day and in that moment, friend, if you've ever experienced that, you know, but if you haven't, dive in. God's Word is so, so good. I want to start with that because I think we become so overwhelmed by it that it becomes kind of like either routine or you just are like dreading it because it's overwhelming. It shouldn't be that way. when we go into it with an open heart, an open mind, ready for what Holy Spirit's going to speak to us, ready for God's words literally to jump off the pages and speak life into our very being. That is an exciting thing when you think about it. So number one thing goes along with this. The number one thing, number one tip to studying your Bible is to prepare your heart. Ask Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Maybe even take a moment, sit in a worship song, play a worship song, and just sit and say, Lord, speak to me today. I want to hear from you. Open my heart to all that you have for me today. Don't go into the time distracted, but also don't wait for perfect, right? But because I know we're busy. We have a lot going on with our lives. We're busy women. We have kids, work. We're, you know, taking care of our home and maybe our husbands or school. We've got a lot on our plates. And so it can be very easy to just be like, I want to get this done. I want to, you know, check this off my list. But when we begin to do that, then it just becomes routine. It doesn't give us space for relationship with the Lord. So try to be intentional in not going in distracted, staying focused on what this time is and all that it can be in relationship with the Lord. It's not a time to check it off your list. It's not a to-do thing. It's not a thing on your to-do list, you know? It's time with the Lord that preps you for your day, that sets you up for success and sets you up with a deeper relationship with Him. When you shift your mind to that, I believe there will be a hunger that is like birthed inside your heart. Now, it doesn't always look perfect, right? It doesn't always turn out the way you think it's going to. I remember many times we do devotions as a family. Not every day. We try to do it before school, but that doesn't always happen. And sometimes our kids are super receptive to what we're saying, and sometimes they're literally like falling asleep, wanting to look on their phones, like totally dozing off, right? That can be extremely frustrating because I'm like, hello, this is God's word. This is important. This is like coming alive off the pages, right? And they're not there. But God's word is still being hidden in their heart. It's still being spoken over them. And it's the same with you. It's quality over quantity, right? It doesn't have to be long and drawn out. As long as you're getting in there, trying not to be distracted, focused on the purpose of getting into His Word, it doesn't have to look perfect. You just have to go in with intention and saying, Lord, speak to me. I want to hear from you. Open your heart to that. Again, it will not always look perfect. And I'm telling you right now, you're not always going to get this, moment from the Lord, right? It's not like the heavens are going to open up every time you open His Word and you're going to feel His presence on you and you're going to get this direct word from Him. Part of it is getting into a space where you're used to it and learning to hear from Him and learning to walk in that regular time with Him so that you can hear His voice more, you can get to know Him, and you get to understand how to read the word. It's practice, right? Practice takes perfect. You can't expect to just jump into something right away, like lifting weights. I don't know why I just thought of that, but lifting weights. You can't go jump into lifting weights and start lifting at the heaviest one, right? You got to start small, but you begin to see your body changing. You getting stronger. You're developing, right? And then you move up and get stronger and stronger. It's the same with getting in the Word. You start small, quality over quantity, but you desire more because you begin to see, oh, I'm stronger in the Lord. My faith is being lifted and I am growing in the Lord and I am not yelling at my kids anymore, right? I am not frustrated when I'm driving on the road and someone cuts me off. I am full of encouragement. I feel loved. I feel chosen by God, right? And you're beginning to see like, oh, all of these fruits are coming out of me. I'm full of joy and love, and I'm surrounded by people who love the Lord too. All of these things start happening because just like with the weights, you're slowly growing. You're slowly seeing the effects of what happens when you dive into God's word and let it and apply it to your life. It's a good, good thing. So number one, prepare your heart. It is so good when you are ready. Even if you only have 5 minutes, if you go into it saying, I'm ready to hear from you, Lord. I'm really sorry this is a short time, but I'm ready and I'm coming into these 5 minutes with purpose and intention, and I want to hear from you, and I want to be with you, and I want to grow in you. God's word does not return void. He wants relationship with us. He will not leave you hanging. He just won't. Believe it. Walk in that, friend. Okay. The second thing is prepare a time and a space. Don't let it be fly by the seat of your pants, because when you don't schedule it, how many of you know? When you don't schedule it, or if you don't have it ready, or if you don't have some sort of routine, it will not happen, because things come, more things come. There will always be more to be added to your plate throughout the day. Always. There's always going to be something else. And that's a tool of the enemy to just keep us busy, keep us busy, keep us busy. Okay, we have to be intentional, there's that word again, with our time and our space, preparing a way. Okay, be intentional. Ask yourself these questions. When can I do this? Where can I spend time alone? And how much time do I have? Don't rush, but don't feel overwhelmed. Maybe that means when your kids are taking a nap, you hide out in your closet for 10 minutes. Or maybe you let them watch a show and you go upstairs and have 10 minutes in the bathroom, okay? I know that's crazy, but these are the things I'm saying. Be intentional, take the time, but look forward to your day and say, when can I have time with the Lord today? Make it a priority and spend the time with the Lord. What does this look like to you? Preparing a time and space. Close your eyes with me and think of what this looks like. Is it going to be a comfortable space, right? Are you going to be prepared for that? Are you going to have your Bible? Are you going to have your devotional? Are you going to have highlighters? You know, are you going to be in a quiet space? What does that look like for you? Again, it might not always look like this. It might be driving in the car, praying out loud, listening to the Bible spoken over you through the Bible app in your car, or worship in your car and worshiping along, okay? It might be that, and that's okay. Any time with the Lord is better than no time with the Lord, right? But if you know in your day, I'm going to be in my car a lot. Today, I'm going to be driving my kids all over town, right? So I'm going to be intentional in between these 10 minutes when I've dropped off Susie and I'm going to go pick up Johnny, okay? I've got 10 minutes to myself. I'm going to put worship on. I'm going to have the Bible read over me. I'm going to listen to a sermon, whatever that looks like. And spending time with the Lord. You're looking forward and you're preparing a time and space. It doesn't always have to be, oh, I've laid out all my Bible journaling, you know, products. I've got all my highlighters out here and my Bible's out. And, you know, it's so quiet. I have worship music in the background. You know, it doesn't have to always look like that. Yes, maybe you might look ahead and be like, oh, the kids are going to be at school. I'm going to have all this time to myself. I am going to spend 30 or 45 minutes in the Word today, because you know you have the time. It's about preparing the time and space for what it looks like to you each day and putting it on the schedule, being proactive to put it on your schedule. I know that doesn't feel special all the time, right? It doesn't always feel special when it's scheduled, but the more we schedule it, the more we put time into it and are proactive and prep our way, the hungrier we become. And I know I don't want to step on any toes, but if we have time for the gym and we have time to binge watch a show and we have time, you know, to go get a pedicure, we can schedule time with the Lord, okay? That should be our main priority. And let me tell you, I don't always get this right. So I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm talking to myself too. But over the years, I've seen and learned that if I don't spend time with the Lord, if I don't make Him priority, ugly comes out, right? Just the fruits of the Spirit do not come out of me. A lot of ugly comes out. And I don't want that. I want Him to flow out of me. I want to be a good representation of Him to those around me. I want to be filled with His presence. And so that is the overflow out of my life. I don't want, you know, whatever show I was watching to be the overflow of my life. I don't want, you know, whatever. I don't want any of that. I want Him to be the overflow of my life. And be encouraged in that. When we dive into God's word, when we spend time with Him, that's what overflows out of our heart, right? He prepares a banquet table for us, right? I remember hearing someone speaking one time, and they were talking about that, how he prepares a banquet table, but sometimes it looks like fast food for us, right? Sometimes when we prepare tables every night, we're not always preparing a banquet. We're not always preparing like a Thanksgiving dinner. Sometimes it looks like fast food, Taco Bell, okay? Maybe not for me. I can't handle that food anymore. But sometimes it looks like fast food. Okay. But remember, He always has the option for us to have a delicious buffet. Yes, sometimes our life is crazy and He's okay with us just having fast food here and there. But He always offers a delicious buffet that we have access to all the time. Think about that. That should make you hungry for what He has for you. He always has that available to you. It's just up to what you want to spend time with. It's how you want to prioritize that. Again, this is an encouragement. This is not shame or trying to make you feel like you have to do an hour's worth of devotionals every day. No. What I'm saying is He has so much for us. When we dive in and we desire more of Him, you're going to see the blessings and the overflow from Him. Just be encouraged in that. It's a good thing. He's a good Father. Okay. The third thing is to choose a devotional or Bible reading plan ahead of time. Have a plan. Don't just go in to your time with the Lord like, oh, I'm here. I have time. What should I read? What should I do? Okay. There is so much available to you and me on the interwebs. Okay. Get on Pinterest, look up a specific topic, and put Bible reading plan. There's free content out there constantly being put out by amazing people. I even have a 10-day Bible reading plan that you can download for free. I'll put that link in the show notes if you want. But I'm telling you, there's great stuff out there. It's free. You can get on the Bible app, all kinds of free content on there. Free verses. You can have the Bible literally read to you. Okay? There's no excuse. Have a plan. Get a Bible reading plan or a devotional that you love and you're going through specifically, okay? When you have a plan, it makes it a lot easier to dive into more. Instead of getting into your 5 minutes, let's just go back to you only have 5 minutes that day, right? And you're like, oh shoot, what am I going to read? And it takes you 3 minutes just to find something that, you know what I mean? And now your time is up. Instead of like, oh, I know I'm reading this devotional. Here I go. Jesus says, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to read the word, the scripture that goes along with this. Maybe I'm going to read the rest of that chapter because I want to see where it comes from and where this is, you know, taking place. And then, boom, pray. Let the Lord speak to you in that moment. You have a plan, and you are able to walk that out a lot easier. There's lots of options on Pinterest, like I said, and I'm going to recommend a few things, and I will link these in the show notes. The first one, devotional that I absolutely love is called I Am. It's a 60-day journey to knowing who you are because of who He is. And you know that I'm all about identity, and this is a great devotional about identity. And it's by Michelle Cushat. So I'll link that in the show notes. Also, I recommend Hosting the Presence Every Day by Bill Johnson, and then Sparkling Gems by Rick Renner. This is a very big, thick book, but it has really awesome devotionals, and it has Greek translation of scripture, which is really cool. So if you want to like dive really deep, that's a really good one. But I do suggest, if you do devotionals, that you make sure that you go to the Bible and read the scripture out of the Bible, because that is a connection. Don't just do devotionals. And then, because a lot of times they have the scripture written out, the devotionals, go to your Bible, open up your Bible, read it out of the Bible and the context. And maybe, like I said, read the whole chapter that goes with it. So that way you're getting the context, you're seeing what is being spoken there and why it was being spoken, and in the translation that maybe you prefer. Because each devotional has different translations. So you might be able to understand it better when you go to the translation you are comfortable with. Okay? So I hope this was an encouragement to you. I really, really, really want and desire for you to feel empowered to get into God's Word, for you not to feel overwhelmed by it, but for you to have a love for it. For you to have a love for God's Word, a love for what He's saying to you and what He's speaking to you, and have a desire to have relationship with Him and community with Him. So please hear my heart. This is not a place of shame or trying to get you to do something out of your comfort zone. This is a place of encouragement to you that when you dive in, when you seek His face, when you go after and chase Him and choose Him in your life, He will not let you down. He will begin to build you up, and you will grow in Him, and you'll begin to be strong in Him. You know, back to the analogy of the weights. Don't you want to be able to lift so much in your life because of Him? And actually, if you think about it, He's the one doing the lifting. The closer you are to Him, He lifts your burdens. He takes the weight on His shoulders, right? It becomes lighter. Our burdens become light because of Him. But we become stronger in our faith. We become stronger in who we are in Him. And that helps us to love others well and to share Him with others and to be a light. And like I said before, the overflow that comes out is all of the fruits of the Spirit and so much more. So be encouraged in that. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week and that you just are encouraged and challenged to dive into God's Word today. Make it priority. See what can happen when you are intentional at chasing Him and loving Him and diving into His Word and being encouraged by the words He's speaking to you through the Bible. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. You are a daughter of the King of Kings. Do not forget that. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you next time. Bye now. Hey, before you go, just a quick reminder that the Kingdom Daughters has a free Facebook group for community and for you to connect with other amazing women just like yourself. I would love for you to come in there. and be a part so I could get to know you better as well. And I would love to hear from you in there. Go to thekingdomdaughters.com and click on the link, join the free Facebook group. I would love to have you in there. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.